Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show. Joe Zagacki, alongside the new skipper, the new head coach of the University of Miami baseball team, J.D. Arteaga. Congratulations.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me here today.
How does that sound, being the skipper, the manager of the University of Miami baseball program?
It's a special sound, special ring to it. You know, I've been a part of this program for a long time, and way before I even played, as a fan even. You know, as a young kid growing up, I've always been a Cane, so it's a... Following Ron Frazier to Jim Morris to Junior Damari, it's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does, and it just feels right. It feels right that a Miami guy has the Miami job.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels right. I feel I'm the right guy for the job. That's for sure. So, just very happy and fortunate to be here.
When you look at it and when you talk to the administration, what is your vision when you think about this program going forward? What do you want this program to look like?
It's a program that's playing deep into June, playing in Omaha, Nebraska, like we've been accustomed to doing back in the 80s and 90s and somewhere in there in the teens. But, it's a program that wins when it's time to win. You know, the past five seasons, we've had good seasons, regular seasons, and just things haven't gone our way at the end there. We just got to find excuses to win games late and when it matters most.
Now, sometimes in the postseason, even if you go back to Coach Frazier, Coach Morris, they had their share of heartbreak before they broke through. I think it's the persistence of a program that ultimately gets it to where it wants to go.
That, yeah, and you also see, you know, all those years, those runs we made to Omaha, there was always a bounce that went our way. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my senior year, we had to hit a grand slam with two outs, down three runs. We're about to face elimination, and, you know, Jason Michaels comes through with a big hit. We just haven't come through with a big hit the last two or three years, you know, so... Again, it's not a program that's broken. It's just a program that we just need to find ways to win games when it matters most at the very end.
Big advantage has to be some of the things we just talked about, the tradition of the University of Miami baseball program. What does that mean to you as the caretaker of this program?
Well, it means everything. I mean, it's a tradition that I helped build, you know, back in 94 as a freshman and going to Omaha for 4 years as a player. It's a tradition that means everything. It means everything to me. And you know, the alumni's kind of their success have paved the way to where we're at today and hoping to move forward, and they come along for the ride and the future success of the program.
Tradition is always important to a fan base. How do you make it important to young players?
Having alumni around more often, you know, bringing them around the program, just being part of it all, right? Coming out and talking to the team and how they did things back in the day. And I mean, the game has changed, but, you know, the what you need to do to win hasn't, you know, and just coming back and just telling some of their stories and how their backs were up against a wall, it's important. I think it's important. It's people think it's easy to get to Omaha, and it's really not, you know, so just hearing some of their stories and what it took to get there, I think it's very important. So when they find themselves in that situation, they say, well, you know what, you know, the 82 team had to go through this. We got this. We can do this, you know, so it's very important to bring those guys back.
Do you know the things that you want to stress in terms of mentioning winning? Sometimes it's the small things. What are the things that you think you'll stress to your program in order to continue that winning legacy?
It's mental toughness. You know, yeah. We like to plan things out and we think life's going to go exactly as planned, but it never does. You know, we're always where we're supposed to be at that moment, right? So you go into the game with a game plan, you prepare for a team in certain situations, but just got to be ready to adjust, and that's part of mental toughness, whether it's the weather, whether it's the time, whether it's a delay. I mean, it could be anything. The lights could go out. I don't know. It's happened. It's all happened before. But it's about having a mental toughness, just going out and finding a reason, finding an excuse to win ball games.
Is mental toughness more important today than ever before?
I don't know. I would say more important. I think it's always been, to me, the top of the list. You know, mental toughness is something that separates the good from the great. You know, sometimes just good gets you in the way of greatness, because people get satisfied. And the mentally tough ones, they understand what the goal is, is to be great. So no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the conditions are, what you're facing, how you're feeling, Mentally, you got to bring your A game every time out and be the best version of you when it matters most.
I know competition has always been important to you as the pitching coach. Great competition, who is going to be the Friday night starter? Great competition to find out who is going to be the closer. How important is it to have a clubhouse full of guys that want to compete?
Well, you got to love to compete, not want to. You know, everybody wants to, but then once they're placed in that situation, they're not sure how to do it. It's got to be a passion and love that part of the game, by that part of life, you know, competing for whatever you want to, you're trying to attain. But that's something that I'm not saying you're born with, but a competitor loves to compete no matter what. If you're playing a video game, if you're, you know, playing chess, if you're playing a baseball game, it doesn't matter. You love to compete. You love that high that you get from competing and trying to beat your opponent, you know. So it's something that from the very first day, the more you compete, the more you learn how to do it, the more you learn how to succeed in it. And it's something that starts the very first day of the fall. You know, whether it's, like you said, competing for a position or just competing in different, you know, events that we put together for the guys. But you got to learn to compete from day one.
Having that sense of competing, is that something, is that the one of the foundations that you want of this program?
It's a foundation I want to continue. It's always been part of this program. You know, yes, we have some big names that played, had great careers in Major League Baseball, you know, from the Ryan Browns to the Alex Coras to, you know, Danny Graves and Alex Fernandez. There's a lot of those, but there's a lot more, I guess, J.D. Arteagas out there that weren't the most talented, but just love to compete. They love to win and always found a way to win. It didn't matter, you know, pretty, ugly, you know, smooth. It didn't matter. You know, you just find a way to win at the end of the day.
Along those lines, speaking of, there are more J.D. Arteagas out there, that gets us to recruiting. Not everybody's going to be a number one draft choice. Some guys are going to come out of high school. They're going to develop. Everybody has dreams of playing in the major leagues. When you send your crew out to recruit, what is it that you're looking for?
Well, you know, the eye test comes first, right? I mean, the talent has to be. There has to be some talent. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to making decisions, it's important to get the right guy, not the best guy, and get the right guy that fits our mentality, our focus, or what our program is all about, whether it's, you know, just a well-rounded, competitive person. I'll take the guy that's maybe 20% less talented than the other guy, but is willing to compete and work to get better every day.
One of the things about this program, one of the great things it's always had is Mark Light magic. Right, so that's going to be on your side in your back pocket, Mark Light magic.
Yeah, you know, it's a special place, you know, it's a special community, special city, you know. Unless you're from here or lived here, you really don't understand it. As a matter of fact, most people fear it, you know, looking from the outside in. But it's a place that I never imagined myself being anywhere but Miami. It's a special place, and yes, when it's rocking, man, it's a tough place to win.
You know, along those lines,
for the opponent.
Yeah, and along those lines in recruiting, right? You think about Mark Light magic. You think about the great alumni that you already mentioned. If you want to compete at the highest level, you're going to have great competition here to get on the field. Great competition in the ACC, and then of course you bring that all together with the legacy of this program, of all the years going to the World Series and all the years of playing in regionals and super regionals.
It's not for everybody, and that goes back to getting the right player, not always the best player on the field. It's the right guy with that mentality. You know, Ron Frazier did an amazing job here, right? He built this program and won two national championships. But you could say from 1994 to 2001 was the highlight of this program. I think they went 8 out of 9, you know, College World Series, won two championships, was, you know, runner up one other year. But it was two great seasons. You know, and the rest are okay, because over here, all that matters is winning a championship. You know, and you got to have the mentality. You got to be willing to come into that. You got to be willing to accept the expectations that come along with wearing this uniform.
Why do you think college baseball is more competitive today than ever before?
I think there's more possibilities for high school players, more schools that are, you know, to be seen with all the summer travel teams and tournaments that there are. I think the investment from mid-majors or just more schools in general to baseball, there's just more opportunities. You know, the draft being 20 rounds now instead of the unlimited rounds, right, which back in the day, and they went down to 60, then 40. There's just more opportunities, more places to play.
You have great competition in this league inside the ACC.
It is. It's you know, again, you go back to the mid-90s and you know, who was Duke? Who was Virginia? You know, who was Virginia Tech? The schools we wouldn't even heard of, or not in baseball anyway. Now they're perennial, you know, Omaha teams. So they're competing for one of those eight spots. And every weekend is, you know, you better show up and play every weekend in our conference, or you're going to get embarrassed. You know, and again, that's if you're a competitive person and you enjoy that, then it's the best place to play.
I know your routine on game day. I know how much you study hitters prior to a game. I know how much time you spend in the dugout watching the other team. I know how focused you are during the game, watching and analyzing your pitchers, but also the strengths and weaknesses of the hitters. Now you are the head guy, you're the manager, over one step. How do you think that's going to change? What changes for you?
I don't think maybe what I'm focusing on is going to change, but my like you said, my routine going into it is not going to change. I believe in preparation, and you prepare for your opponent. You find out what their strength, what their weaknesses are, kind of get an idea of what they're going to try to do so you can counteract that. But that's not going to change. Now I got to, you know, look at their pitching and their lineup and their hitters and their defense and what they like to do in certain situations. Where before I just focused on their hitters and our pitchers, now I just got a, you know, a little more broader spectrum. But it's not going to change as far as my preparation and my want and my need to be ready, you know, ready each and every game.
You are laser focused, and so I think maybe that will also, sometimes they say a team reflects its manager or its coach. You're laser focused. I suspect you'll have a laser focused squad.
I hope so. You know, they you're right. They do take the characteristics of the head coach. And look, I'm a guy, when it's time, you know, business time, I'm all business and I'm all focused. But I'm also going to have a good time doing it. You know, it's the baseball's a game, and you got to enjoy what you're doing. You got to make it to where you want to go to the park every day to go to practice and go to work, not where you have to go to practice every day. We're going to work hard. We're going to do things right. We're going to be focused. We're going to be prepared. But we're going to have a good time doing it along the way.
How about your staff? You put together your staff. Talk to us a little bit about the guys you brought in and why this staff is the right fit for you.
Well, the first hire that I had was Laz Gutierrez, and it was a big hire because I recognized I have to give up the pitching, right? I mean, right. I know better than anybody. Pitching is a full-time job, and it's impossible to be the pitching coach and a head coach and do all the things that are involved off the field as a head coach. So picking Laz was a guy that I trust, that I know I can just hand the car keys over. And we're pretty similar in mentality, pretty similar in our views of pitching. So it's not going to be too big of an adjustment for our guys, our returning guys. And then the hitting hire was a big one because that's something that I haven't done. Mm-hmm. And Darren Fenster is the guy that checked off just about every box that we were looking for with the hitting background, the defensive background, with infielders and catchers. And he's been a base running coordinator in professional baseball. He's worn a lot of different hats. And that's kind of what I was looking for, someone that can really, you know, be well-rounded and cover a lot of things. And then we brought Jonathan Anderson up from player development to recruiting coordinator and outfields coach. So a guy that probably is the biggest Hurricane fan there is. Kid that grew up in the stadium and grew up, even when he played at Duke and coached at Dartmouth, you know, I think pretty sure he was wearing the orange and green underwear underneath. So I'm just a big fan that just understands, again, what it means to play here and what the expectations are. And he's our recruiting coordinator, and he's in charge of coordinating the staff to getting to the right players, making good decisions.
You lost some guys through graduation and or draft and guys that moved on, but your roster is almost set, right? How do you feel about your roster? And it's very early, but what are some of the things that maybe stand out for you?
It's early. I think it's talented, but it's young. You're right. Anytime you have a lot of turnover, we lost a lot of offensive firepower from last year's team. You know, three out of our four infielders. We got our catcher back that we thought we might lose. But it's a talented group that's coming back or coming in. And pitching, you know, we got our Friday night guy coming back and Gage Zeal. We got to replace a closer, which, you know, you don't really replace a guy like Walters. But we got more than enough capable guys to fill those roles and have a very good staff.
We started our conversation about maybe this being a dream come true for you. Grew up here, went to high school here, obviously went to college here. You have deep roots in this community. Does it feel good to know that I think, you know, the community is rooting for the local guy? The community is rooting for you.
It feels good, you know, but I also understand the task at hand. And if we're not winning, that same community is going to turn on you, right? And again, it's the expectations. And I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I don't run from it. I run to it. And I love that's the part about it that excites me the most are those high expectations and are the, you know, keeping up with the history that has been built before me here as a head coach. But I cherish the opportunity to do that.
I think the other thing that fans should know is you have great respect from your alumni, but also you find a way to connect with players. They like playing for you. They like pitching for you. You have a unique way of connecting with people.
Well, I was, you know, I was fortunate. I played for a legendary high school coach in Rich Hoffman at Westminster Christian. And the day I got the job, he called me. He gave me one advice. You know, he said, you got to make sure the players know that their best interest is your first interest. Then you can coach them. And that's been my philosophy all the time. It's a human being first, you know, and when they trust you and they know that you care about them, they're going to give you everything they have on the field, you know. And it's just something that, to me, it really comes natural. It's a human being first. And, you know, the reason I don't let my guys call me coach, it's JD. You know, right. Coach is what I do. It's not who I am. And that just starts that relationship of, hey, we're all the same here. You know, we're all here for the same common goal, and I'm looking out for your best interest. And they give me all they got most of the time.
Well, I guess for the longest time, Omaha was written inside the hats, or when you break your huddle, it's been Omaha. And Omaha is hard to get to now. I think it's harder to get to than ever before, but that's still the priority.
It's harder to get to. That doesn't change the fact that we need to get back there and get back there often. So, again, the goal doesn't change. The task might be tougher, but we're not going to shy away from that. We're still going to get there.
A Miami Hurricane leading the Miami Hurricanes. J.D. Arteaga, thank you and the very best of luck.
Thank you, Joe.